A Serpent Guard, a Horus Guard, and a Satesh Guard meet on a neutral planet. It is a tense moment. The Serpent Guard's eyes glow. The Horus Guard's beak glistens. The Satesh Guard's nose drips.
Ryan, would you like to hear the drop I made for the brave men and women of the ATF?
Oh boy, would I?
Dog.
Bring out your
dog.
Wonder what this could be in relevance.
Is everyone rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling. We're just gonna keep on rolling.
All right then.
We'll be referencing. I wonder what's going on. I wonder.
Welcome everybody to this is the first episode of a new season of Stargate Oversight.
Season 3 premiere, baby, and at time of recording, our episodes are going up on YouTube.
Yeah, they are. Someone
are
liked
they?
One of them.
Yeah, okay. we're actually... Somehow, episode 3 has almost beaten episode 1 in views.
Yeah, that was Emancipation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a very popular episode.
Yeah, we got a comment on it as well, didn't we?
We decided it was good.
Yes, we got a comment on it. Someone saying, yeah, they said that they didn't know how it came into their recommended, but it made them laugh.
Oh, wait, seriously?
Yeah, it's in the chat.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my god.
Yeah, someone liked it. A random person found it and liked it. Incredible. Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm just going to say this right now. I've been doing this for a while now. This is the first time like I've seen like a random YouTube comment on something I've done, and it's like, oh shit, okay, that actually makes a big deal. What the fuck?
Which is great. We can praise the YouTube algorithm because we have all our backlog to upload an episode a day, but
it actually makes me feel something. Like, oh shit.
Please promote the episode.
Much like another episode, much like another podcast that put their episodes on YouTube, I was expecting like a comment from theirs to be one of our first, which is like, my pronouns are immediately clicks off.
Yeah, I expected to see that comment in me. I think that's what the downvote on the first episode is.
I'll go fuck yourself, whoever that person was. Do you know downvotes do nothing on YouTube? If you're listening to this guy, which you're probably not, but you downvotes just provide more engagement and tell the algorithm to push it to more people.
Don't tell them that.
Yeah, don't tell them that. Also, I'm now giving YouTube chronological order because we're into the series again. What, they're not getting bonus month. They didn't appreciate bonus month. So this episode won't be up on YouTube for 2 or 3 months.
They didn't appreciate bonus month.
Yeah, this won't be up for about 20 years. So
2 to 3 months. But yes.
So, yeah, we should do our usual introductions, of course. I am Archbishop Frost, my pronouns are she and her.
Hello, my name's Hope Freyrall, my pronouns are she and it.
Hey there, I'm Ryan, my pronouns are he and him.
Oi, from down south, are you? Been with the Barley Boys making them cider, have you?
Oh, I might have been today. Or dirty.
So, I've been given a promotion now.
You have?
I am now officially the producer, which means it's now my job to keep both of you on track during the episode.
Wait,
my job now, yep.
Hope, what have you done?
She's already show running, so I put her in charge of scheduling and stopping the show from overrunning.
Oh my lord. What have we
it's done? Less pressure on me, considering I already have to do all the editing.
Did you just like when she said she's a showrunner? Did you just crack open a fucking drink?
Yes,
like...
I did. I got
alcohol.
I went to the one stop, and I found that at the back of the one stop in the reduced section was 4 cans of dragon soup for
£1. Okay, do you know what? Hang on a minute.
You're gonna join me in cracking open a raspberry and peach.
Yes.
Hell yeah. I can open a cold one with the girls.
I, however, as your wonderful producer here, have a bottle of water.
That is, it tastes
And with our lovely beverages in mind, yeah, this episode is Seth.
Yeah, welcome to this episode. This episode is in honor of the brave men and women of the ATF in their constant fight against dogs made of Tannerite.
Good old Tannerite dogs.
That is like the dragon soup. It tastes of peach, kind of, but mostly just alcohol.
Yeah. I saw a pink lemonade at like my local corner store version. I was like, I'm gonna have to go and buy that at some point. Like, this is the corner store you've been to, the one that just randomly has shitloads of Takis and like Mountain Dew and stuff. Ryan's tuned out.
Yep, he has. Ryan's dead. Yep. Poor Ryan.
I lost connection for a second.
Oh, okay.
What did you say?
I said, you know that weird local little Cornish store that's a post office and also has all of the like Mountain Dew and the Takis? Yeah, they've got a bunch of extra flavors of dragon soup there.
Oh, fuck me. Do they also have, what is it called? Slim Jims there? Or is that still not available?
I don't think I saw Slim Jims there.
Damn it!
I have to cut in here, I'm afraid, because I have to ask, what the fuck is a dragon soup?
You know if what you know? You remember what I was drinking in season one, Four Loko?
Yeah.
It's Four the Loko, British version of Four Loko.
Oh, I see. Why are you not drinking Rip It? That's the official drink of the podcast, and neither of you have it.
Amazon.co.uk.
What the fuck's Rip It?
Rip It. I can't. Rip It energy drink. I don't see. I get no results.
What's Rip It?
I'm being recommended Red Bull, Rockstar, Iron Brew, Childish Energy Drink Powder, Newtonic, some product called Release Energy, Tenzing, Sneak in a can, yeah. No Rip Its.
Well, don't worry. Once we have taken our country back and we have imperial measurements again, we'll be able to buy Rip It in pints.
Oh my god, fucking pint of... give me a pint of vodka, good sir. A pint...
give me a yard of ale.
Oh, where's... Okay, so what episode of Stargate are we watching today?
So, for everyone else, this would be the second episode of Season 3. But for us, because we do our finales in the previous season, this is the first episode of season one.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't figured this out yet, when we do a finale, we don't do the cliffhanger because it seems a bit silly.
It's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to do we also don't need to do the cliffhanger because the cliffhanger was a cliffhanger from almost 30 years ago. We don't really need to build the tension.
Yes. The fact is, listeners, one of my friends, his hyperfixation became Stargate SG-1. He started recording bonus month, and he's already in season 6.
Right, I'm just gonna say this right now. That guy, he keeps telling me about Stargate. I'm sitting there going, yeah, I'm watching it, like, you know, once a week for the episode.
Yeah, please do not tell us.
Stop talking about it, please.
Yeah, please.
Listen,
stop
there are
talking
loads of
it.
Pictures and memes and stuff from later series I want to show you guys, including this one of.
You can't! So
well, you can't! Yeah, well, you can't.
In some amazing
so
drip, but I can't show
well,
you yet.
You can't, so fuck you.
Yeah, it's from season 10. I'm going to have to wait many years for you to see that. 10.
Shut the fuck up, Hope!
Speaking of drip, though, we have an episode about a cult. Today, so that means we have some of the most atrocious fit you've ever seen.
I'm just gonna say this right now, having waking up, not eating anything, not drinking anything, and immediately having a dragon soup, I'm already feeling fucking...
I should not have done that.
Listen, right, as a cult leader, as someone who was, like, previously run cults, as, like, you know, an ancient fox demon,
yeah,
I think this guy is pussy.
I mean...
He's bad at running a cult.
He's shit at running a cult, but he also, for some reason, looks like Devon from Kill James Bond.
Frosty, you okay? Your mic's went all stuffy.
It sounds like you have a lisp.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, let me fix this. Fuck it. How's this now?
Better.
That's fine. That was really weird. For a second, it just used something like, I thought this sounds like Devon from Death Side Bond. Like,
alright, so, yeah,
you
so...
Right. You okay, let me, look let me, like let me the do Devon that,
yeah. Yeah, it looks like Devon from Kill James Bond.
Listen, Devon is serving, Seth is being served up on platter.
Okay, I want to point out, this is like a diet, like we have Devon at home. But...
this is Devon at home. Make that meme and at them.
At them on what?
Fine, I'll make it an at Devon on Twitter.
At the social media platform I'm banned from? Yeah, that'll work.
Devon's on fucking Blue Sky.
Oh, shit. Anyway, enough of us being, like, weird fans of another podcast.
We stop trying to, like, fucking, like, get ourselves, like, over.
We will join the Alice Caldwell Kelly cinematic universe one way or another.
No, he won't. And please cut you saying that, because we already seem like simps enough for them, or you and me at least, so we have to cut that. We have to cut that part if you say that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't, but...
Alright.
Like, maybe I could be the ambassador of someone who's just like, oh, that was going on there. That could be really funny. Like, hey, I want to join you. Who are you? I don't know. Who are we? I don't know.
Listen, what we have to do is we have to join the big transgender London polycule that somehow includes Abby and Alice.
Am I allowed to join them?
No, you're not.
No, you're not. We are, but you can't.
Yeah.
What about me? How do I just get kicked off the book?
No, you just have to trans your damn gender.
Trans your damn gender? Oh, what the fuck is going on in this episode?
Normal stuff for a start of season. We're all mad.
Here's the deal, Ryan, all right? We can do this at the end of the podcast. That way you can transition for a little bit and then detransition and become like a right-wing grifter.
Oh, you mean all the fucking like... Oh, I never wanted to transition. I was forced into it by
exactly.
my mom, who I now hate.
I was forced into it by my woke podcast.
I came on the podcast to defend the honor of the US military, and the wokists got me.
Like, be incredibly... Like, you know, like, those grifters who are incredibly anti-trans, but for some reason are, like, you know, fine with their friends who became trans, but I hate everyone else who became trans? You know those people?
Yeah.
You know, the ones who are clearly not just putting on a performance? You know?
Oh, fuck me, I didn't get the joke.
Huh?
Oh, the tail joke, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't capture the tail joke. I forgot to grab that joke.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you.
Oh, Derek.
But yeah,
Welcome
I mean,
back.
There are all... Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll... Yeah, let's get started, shall we?
Huh? Shall we?
Yeah. Welcome back to the SGC. Jacob Carter is here, and he's got good news. The Tok'ra, they think you're based now.
Yeah, they think you're cool.
I fucking hate the Tok'ra. I will never not hate the Tok'ra.
I love the fact that the Tok'ra went from... God, stop interfering, stop killing Gould, you're making it worse too. Holy shit, you killed Hathor, your base.
Let's kill fucking every single one of them.
We are arming all our members right now, they are going on killing sprees. Like, come to Gould school tomorrow, I think you're cool.
Yeah, this isn't the Tok'ra anymore, this is fucking Mossad they've become.
This isn't your mommy's Tok'ra, this is...
See, I did try and look up... Oh my god. Like, tried to make a joke about them being, like, the French Resistance, and all I ended up doing was reading the Wikipedia article about the French Resistance for half an hour and coming to the conclusion that Charles de Gaulle is a bastard and French should be fucking the communist state of France.
The dictionary defies revolution as...
fucking get rotated, idiot.
We got a little job for you guys, okay? We have, the world's most advanced version of a PowerPoint.
Oh, God, they do.
Right.
It's a military presentation with slides, except we removed the slides.
What are we doing
This is a big pyramid with a bunch of symbols on it, and because Daniel's a fucking nerd...
Yeah.
He's like, hey, guys, did you know I know about ancient Egypt?
Dude, yeah.
Daniel, wait, what? Daniel? You? No.
Yeah. The Tok'ra, look, this is...
I feel like everyone here would know about ancient
Egypt. Yeah, everyone, like, everyone would be reading Horrible Histories, Ancient Egypt, at least as, like, basic standards.
Oh my god, they fucking just give out like a pamphlet and like it's like a big cartoon version of the puppet on the front.
It's written in crayon by one of the Marines.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's like...
Oh, it's got like a big head version of a puppet. It's going woo on the front.
There's a connect like... the dots for different fucking Jaffa symbols.
For like some of the higher up members of the Air Force, they give them like the BBC bite-sized page for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
You gotta respect them.
Complete with the Flash games.
Oh, exactly.
100%.
So
most like a dog shit Flash game you've ever seen.
Oh wow, I'm in the fucking mood right now after hearing that. That's funny.
So anyway, the Tok'ra Masad are like, yo, we've got this list of Nazis, sorry, ghouls that we couldn't find, yeah. And we lost this one on Earth. Could you come find him and kill us? Kill him for us?
Yeah, Daniel goes, oh, I see this one. This is, this is Seth. I remember him. You have to beat the arcade mode. Then he's the final boss and you unlock him as a character in the normal fighting mode.
You have to beat the arcade mode with a certain skill level. If you don't beat it with a score, he doesn't pop up. Instead, you get Akuma XC.
I love how we're referencing two different fighting games.
I know we are.
A foolish samurai warrior.
And I think we're referencing the game that Hope has no idea what we're talking about.
Yes. I'm guessing Tekken.
No.
He was referencing... fucking...
King of Fighters.
I was referencing Street Fighter 4.
I know.
Yeah, anyway. Alright. You gotta go find this guy. There's about 6 billion people on Earth. It's like, oh man, fuck me. We're at like 8 now.
I mean, the fact is, they want him because Seth was such a bastard, even the Gould want him dead. So, you know, they're just trying to get ahead of the curve.
Isn't that like the third Gould that the Gould have wanted dead as well?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, like they are like a bunch of treacherous bastards.
Yeah, I know, but they're talking about it like Seth is the extreme one because the Ghoul want him dead. I'm like, didn't the Ghoul want like every one of the other Ghoul dead?
The Ghoul and the Tok'ra are natural enemies, much like the Ghoul and the Ghoul. And the Ghoul and the Ghoul. Fucking Ghoul, they ruined the Ghoul.
So yeah, either he's got to be switching hosts regularly or he's got a sarcophagus hidden here. But you know what? We'll find him. Because we're racist and we assume that all of them have a lust for power.
I mean, they do.
Yeah, could you imagine if this was just like the... If like he hadn't had a cult and this was just like... This ghoul was just like a dude who was just like minding his own business and just like working at a grocery store or something. Which
oh
I mean,
my god, no. They go to find him and he gets isekai'd before they can get him.
But I mean, like... I mean, the... I guess the... I mean, the Tok'ra... I mean, the existence the of the Tok'ra...
No, the Tok'ra. Yeah. The Tok'ra. I'm calling them the Tok'ra from now on.
Yeah, surely the existence of the Tok'ra kind of implies that the violence and sort of thirst for power is not necessarily an inherent part of cult nature.
That's fully explained later, but as we saw from that time Dr. Jackson got bad pussy, half of it's because they're just like constantly using the sarcophagus.
Oh right, yeah, no, you're right, yeah. They did say that on that episode, you're right.
The Lazarus pit from Batman, you just go nuts
yeah,
the way you do
it. It is literally the yeah. It's very much the same thing, only it's a box. But yeah, so we have an awkward moment between Jacob and Carter because she's like, you didn't just come here to see me, did you? And
yeah, Jacob's like, no, I didn't come here to see you at all, actually.
I'm actually a terrible father and I don't care about you, Sam. Selmac is
No. I'm a terrible father and I don't care about my other child.
I mean, he should have taken it to see Carter.
Wait, other child? There's another child? What? Never
yes,
heard of that.
So... oh boy, Little Domino, Jacob Carter goes to make up with his other kid, his son.
Who is, of course, Sam's brother.
The show treats Samantha Carter like shit in series 7 and 8.
Okay, well, we're not there yet, so
we have no context. But, let's just say this leads to a character who is hated as much as Hibiki's dad from Symphogear.
Ryan, I mean, sure, I haven't seen, so...
I haven't seen either.
Okay. Real Sympho heads will know, anyway.
Okay, good to know.
But yeah, he's a proud military man who will not make up with his children. Ah, the 1990s.
I mean,
that's just like military dads today.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, some things never change.
So Daniel comes up with the idea of Googling Seth.
Yep. Daniel just Googles it.
And he starts basically going like Pepe Silvia mode and being like, there's a bunch of cults throughout human history that have all like worshipped some dude called Seth. And the fact that he can only find three of those. The fact that he can only find like three weird groups run by a dude named Seth.
Considering like how many different cultures have thought about dragons as being a thing, it's like, what does that make dragons real in the game?
Yes, actually.
But not just that though. Like, I imagine there's just a lot of dudes who are just called Seth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Daniel Googles Seth, and he ends up like Seth Rogen, Seth Green.
These guys don't run a cult at all.
Yeah.
So yeah, he finds a more recent example. He finds he was in fucking England.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the home of all imperialist monsters.
The horror. He was in fucking England.
Yeah. He started a cult around Stonehenge, really common tourist attraction. So it was really impressive how he did that.
I mean, this wasn't like the 1700s.
I fucking love how America thinks of Stonehenge as like some fucking like mystic. Well, it's just like a bunch of rocks.
Yeah, like it's a calendar.
But he ran like a huge cult. He fucking like kills every single person in his cult whenever he gets made.
Yep.
And then disappears.
Oh dear.
So they were like, okay, so I the trail ends here, so I decided to search the CIA for Seth, I guess.
Yep.
And we came up with ATF records of, conveniently, of a cult leader in Seattle.
Hiya, Seattle, cool, just Seth. Across the border from Vancouver, Canada.
I was really hoping they would go, we're going to Stonehenge, it'd be a forest in Canada with some rocks in it.
That would have been so funny. That would have been so funny.
I was so hoping.
They go to Stonehenge and fucking, it's the guys from Mystery of the Druids are there instead.
Oh, fuck you. They have to partner up with local Scotland Yard Detective Halligan.
Yes! And Halligan is just talking all sorts of shit about alien conspiracies that are just real because Halligan's now in the Stargate universe.
Oh no, I hate you.
Yes! This is perfect.
Yeah, Lowry is actually a ghoul. That's how he floats above his chair.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, good question. Do you think the Toke are the ones who are making sure that the Uyghur is legal in certain states? Because, you know, they're called the Toke. Anyway.
Yeah. They've got nothing else better to do than to fight for weed legalization.
They search the ATF records, and conveniently, all of these records just list this cult leader of being rumored to do everything a ghoul does.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, that's it,
there's a guy, we're done.
Yeah, so he's got a big compound out in rural America somewhere.
All right, look, listen, they must have known what they're doing. They're looking for the ATF records for a guy who has a compound out in rural America, and it was made by himself probably, and it's probably got sewage issues. Like, they must have known.
It's got a religious cult.
I'm sorry,
in rural America.
I'm just
surrounded by one man that they worship as a god.
This is
Far Cry 5.
Yeah. I'm just imagining Grover House right now.
Like, yes!
Could you imagine if they got to the compound and it was Grover House?
That's all that's been in my brain.
SG-1, you will never get through my load-bearing drywall.
We have successfully infiltrated Ryan's brain and put Grover House
did.
In there.
You fucking did. And then when I hear something like this, like random compound that's being looked into, like my brain just goes, Grover House. it's locked in. You bastards.
Check the pod chat.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
also,
so...
I feel like we skipped doing something in this episode.
Did we?
Something I need to mention. Mm-hmm. Tilk's laughter.
Yes! Yeah.
Oh, we saw the joke, didn't we? Yeah.
The joke's right here. Yeah. So, Tilk tells a joke and laughs for the first time, and the question is, of course, is Jafar humor racist?
The answer is yes. No.
Yeah.
I'll edit it in post, probably.
But yeah, he tells this joke about how everyone thinks that Seth is cocked and weak and shit.
Yeah. Like,
and he like starts like belting out with laughter. Everybody is just like staring at him because the joke is in fact not funny.
And also because Tilk's face he makes when he laughs is horrifying.
This is also the first time we've heard him laugh.
Yeah, you know, it's really awkward. It's one of those really awkward moments when you laugh at your own joke and you realize you're the only one who thinks it's funny.
Mm. No one on this podcast has ever done that.
No, yeah. Not at all.
So, anyway, our gang, moving on very swiftly, our gang, they head on out to take a plane down to Seattle where they meet up with Sheriff J.W. Pepper.
Listen, I love the stock footage, and do you know what else? I love Seattle because that's where all the quirked up trans girls are, because, oh my god.
Yeah, it's the fucking polycule.
There's so many hot girls out there with so many insane fits. Shout out to the audio mage. You know who you are.
Let's fucking... When are we going, Hope?
I'm going to Portland, so it's close enough.
You're going. I'm fucking... I'm not even going to get screwed for that shit. I think fuck off.
Listen, when I come back from America with, like, a fucking MSA Millennium and a bunch of other weird outfit stuff, yeah. I'll be dressing even weirder than I do now.
Bring me the Slim Jims from America. I need
them. I'll try and remember to bring you Slim Jims.
I will fucking text you every day.
I'll just wake up, roll over, kiss lost, and be like, Ryan messaged me again.
So yeah, they meet up with Sheriff JW. They meet up with Sheriff JW Pepper.
They do, yes.
Whenever you say JW, my mind just goes Bush, and I know it's not. But
I'm Sheriff JW Pepper. You know the guy.
Fucking
I know you mean, but my brain
is. Yeah, he's like, we've been trying to shut down these guys forever, but we haven't, like...
I'm just the sheriff.
We don't have the manpower, and, like, everyone back at the station is like, look, honestly, if we go in there, like, I've played Far Cry 5, the plot is absolute dog shit. The story's kind of horrible, boss. It makes no fucking sense. The game is written by hacks. I just don't want to get involved by this.
I need to have a good talk with you about Far Cry 5 because I liked the gameplay. I hated everything else. Everything else.
Listen, we need to understand that this is back in the day before the police, before your local police department had 5M wraps, a spare Bradley, and someone was trying to get an Abrams brought in for the small town of 2,000 people.
I don't know. New York was already like this.
Yeah, New York was already like this, but small town Seattle.
Small towns are like that now. They still don't stop school shootings.
Yes.
It didn't change anything.
We are doing a presence patrol with the Bradley and the MRAP. There's a school shooting going on. What are we doing?
Okay, but could you fucking imagine if, like, a local police department, like, drove an Abrams through, like, a school building? during an active shooting.
They would run more people over than they would
kill. They would kill more children than the children. Yeah.
But you know what would happen? Their approval rating would go up, and you fucking know it.
Oh, they would 100%.
I feel like their approval rating in their local town will not go up when they've run over all of their children in a tank.
No, but in general, it'll go up, and there'll be a big Republican campaign.
In, like, you know, the big, like, fucking grifter, like, YouTuber ring. They'd be, like, fucking, like, there'd be, like, remixes of, like, the American Anthem metal version playing while the fucking tank destroys a
plane. Oh, my God.
And there would be a campaign to have an Abrams in every small town because they have so many mothballs
Every teacher in Abrams.
Yes.
Every teacher is part of a mechanized division now.
Yeah, so we've increased the staffing requirements for every schoolroom. As a result, we've merged all the classes into one, and your teachers will now be teaching from the inside of this main battle tank.
Yeah, every classroom also needs a sniper and a spotter.
Every classroom will be aiming the fucking tank at the center of the class in case a kid acts up.
Are you throwing spit? Fire the coaxial.
Every classroom has like an interrogation specialist from Abu Ghraib in there as well.
Steven Seagal has just been hired to be on Overwatch, and he keeps having to on his chair. Of course, he's not going anywhere.
I don't think so. No. I don't think that would happen because I don't think Steven Seagal is loud near a school.
No, he would be in the school. He's hired to be on Overwatch, and like the one time they need him, he's fucking having like a Twinkie in the back. Like the one time,
he's mending his chair because the leg has snapped, and he can't go anywhere if he's not in his chair.
Viewers, and you too if you haven't, there's a fucking John Wick trailer but with Steven Seagal. You should watch that if you haven't. It literally encapsulates everything.
And it's
but
not...
yeah, so we see the house, by the way.
We do. We
it's
see
just like
house.
So yeah, they infiltrate. Well, yeah, they're they meet a dude here.
Oh yeah,
who's like, hey. Yeah, who's like, hey, I've been camping out in the area because they got my son, Tommy.
My dude, your son is now your daughter. She is some twinked up trans girl who is making the most insane content for fucking OnlyFans. And she's loving it.
She earns more money than the fucking whole state right now.
Oh, yeah, she does.
So yeah, they
she
have
took
like
the OnlyFans and the Patriots legacy and ran with it.
Yeah, they have... it's the Philosopher's Legacy, thank you very much. So yeah, they're like, yeah, these guys have got a shitload of guns, but I can help you find a way in.
I hired a deprogrammer and he got shot.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, we hired a deprogrammer and he got fucking like blown apart.
Was he named Napoleon?
They blew his back out like Shinzo Abe style.
Was he Napoleon blown apart?
Sorry. Yes, he was.
Wait, so no, he didn't get shot. If it was Shinzo Abe, it was the device. It wasn't a shot.
Yeah, they produced the device, which was just the sound.
You are aware that the device is a firearm.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's the device.
it's a firearm, but it's just the device.
No, it's not. It's the device.
Someone ported that into RimWorld. I need to see if someone
it's
has put the device
so much
in RimWorld
funnier
now.
When it's
I hope someone makes the device for Gary's mod.
Okay, hold on.
It wasn't there last time I saw it, or last time I looked, but...
Honestly, I don't play this game, but the perfect place for it is a pipe pistol with Fallout 4. Like,
yes!
I mean, a pipe pistol in Fallout 4 is kind of already the device.
Exactly, so you just, like, change the model a bit and call it the device.
But yeah, so, there's somebody watching them, like the most obvious person watching them ever, because they're sitting in a crane looking at them through binoculars.
Yes, surveillance.
It's also like, it looks like the kind of binoculars you get from like a store for a child. Like, it doesn't look like real binoculars. It's like,
well, I mean, we're only going to see them in this shot, so they don't need to look real. They don't need the bird pervert 5000 or anything.
So they really needed this one guy to tell them that they should like blow a hole in the fence and like crawl through some grass because they couldn't figure that out on their own.
Fuel, metal oxide, and metal powder.
powder.
Makes a real big boom.
Just use Tannerite. Just throw the Tannerite dog at the fence.
We can't. We need that for the gender reveal party.
We can't. The people the ATF are raiding have the Tannerite dog, not the ATF.
It's fucking Tannerite, but with a blue powder on it. It's a ball!
Yeah, they're like, O'Neill, okay. If the Tannerite explodes and it's blue.
It's fentanyl. Put on the gas masks.
If the Tannerite blows and it's red, it means they have heroin.
Yeah, so, yeah, what I think is really funny about this is they, like, creep up to the compound and we see it's just, like, a regular house.
It's the most Midwestern house I've ever seen. And there is a man in, like, honestly, just looks like random religious robes just carrying an AK on the fucking roof.
It's not just carrying an AK. They also all have, like, the gold zappy guns on their on their hips. Like, someone had to have like used binoculars, like that guy, someone had to use binoculars and like seen them holding those, right? And been like, huh.
Those look a bit suspect.
Oh, it's just the fancy penis taser. It's a taser that's shaped like a novelty penis.
Yeah, they also have 50 cal turrets or some shit as well.
Yeah, they just took the 50 cals from the base, from the SGC base set, and put them on some random house for this episode.
I can understand where he would have got the AK-47s and the gold weapons. Where the fuck, how the fuck did he get the 50 cals?
It's America, he just bought them from a shop.
Yeah, just went down to ammunition and just bought them.
Yeah, like, he didn't observe
he probably just went online to like Gunbroker or something and just bought them on eBay. Like, that is a real thing you can do.
Yeah, he just went to an auction,
in 1999?
Yeah.
Yes.
He went to an
actually,
auction.
Actually, easier. It's probably easier in 1999.
Yeah, you could still get fully automatic weapons.
It's 1999. It's 1999, so you've got to buy your like automatic weapons with beans.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't invented crypto yet, so that here you go. Here's a shitload of weed. Give me the 50 cal.
No, you got to buy with beans. The fucking weird early attempt at making like the payment system before like PayPal.
Oh right, yeah.
I don't know. You need to go pay on X.com. I feel like I'm at a loss as to what bean. Like, I thought you meant like
it was beans with a Z, and it was weird. Yeah. Imagine like on the internet, you had to like buy everything with like Microsoft store points or Robux.
Frosty, I thought for a minute there, I'm thinking, these are like preppers, right? I actually thought they were trading cans of beans.
Oh, yeah, no, I can see it. I looked this up.
No, I can certainly see that, yes.
Yeah, no, this is like a combination crypto scam, honey, and a bunch of other shit.
Oh, PayPal honey. This podcast is sponsored by...
This podcast is sponsored by beans.
This podcast is sponsored by Mr. Beast.
If I was sponsored by beans, I'd fucking take it if they gave me like 20 quid.
Yeah,
like,
Heinz beans give you a lifetime supply.
Yeah, there it is. I'll post it in the chat. Like the logo, which is like this weird like red jelly bean with just like beans written on it.
Oh, I was imagining like Heinz beans.
No.
No. Oh.
Anyway, so no, they go right, back.
One thing, but speaking of like, you know, integrity and like selling out, yeah, if someone offered me a load of money to just, like, for 5 seconds to say I really like the war in here or whatever, I'd fucking do it. I need the money. I need the money.
So they decide we should probably fall back for now. But as they do, they get accosted by our boys, the ATF, and they immediately all get gunned down instantly.
Can I just say, are the ATF allowed to like interfere with a military operation?
Yes. Well, it's not an official military operation, but they're there. I mean, they're basically there illegal, like clandestine, like illegally there at the moment.
Okay. We got bets. I say FBI. They say ATF.
Special Agent James Gavner, ATF.
Again, Jack, we got the intel from the ATF. It's obviously the ATF who are here.
Yep.
How are you this dumb, Jack?
Have we got past the scene where the FBI just walk around, the ATF just walk around fucking metal detectors? Or
no,
like,
that's a bit.
Okay, because what the fuck was that?
Anyway? No. So,
they go back to the ATF base, which is like a mile down the road, which you could see from the road. And we see that here they have the ATF tank, which is hungry for dog meat.
I can't fucking... Oh my god, the ATF tank runs on a
boilermaker. I like to imagine that this is like where they were earlier with like the sheriff and everything, and they really, really quickly set that camp up.
So does the ATF just run and like have like a big boiler full of like souls of dogs, and that's how they run their entire company?
Ah, a literal cruelty engine.
Yeah.
But,
so this is trying to
like tell me that apparently 2 miles, like what, in eyesight, there's a fucking full like legion of people looking at this base, and the base doesn't know.
Yes.
What?
I mean, they have to know, right?
They have to.
They
know.
Don't know, and they don't care.
But they should know.
Well, no. I thought the whole thing was if they made a move, he would kill everyone, and like.
Yeah, but they don't.
As
know
long
that.
As they like fuck off and stay outside.
Yeah,
like, I think that's the thing. Like, don't violate my NAP, and I won't kill you.
Yes.
Oh my god, this is my this is my castle doctrine. Don't
yes, exactly.
Here.
It's literally
he's a libertarian. He's a libertarian.
Yes, Seth is a libertarian.
I should have a right, my God-given right, to own a 50 cal.
Wait a minute, are all Goulds libertarians? They just like, you know, and then they're libertarians until they get power, then suddenly they're dictators.
I mean, they're dictators anyway.
Yeah, but like, you like how all libertarians would act.
Yay.
hey, you know how ANCAP just recreates the conditions of capitalism?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I will be 2 seconds, I need to answer the door.
We love the conditions of capital.
Yeah, so the ATF show up and they're actually like cocked and soy.
But they're cocked and soy because it's like, oh, why don't you? What are you, the Air Force, doing here? Classified.
Yeah, we're cool. We're the Army and you're the fucking feds. You're the fucking bitch ass feds.
I have clearance. No, you don't. It's classified.
Yeah, this is another in the long line of like Stargate being like the feds are cucks.
Yes, it is.
This show hates the feds so
much.
This show
hates the feds, civilian oversight. Anyone who's not our cool men and women in the Air Force, US anthem plays in the background.
I mean, it kind of hates civilian cops as well.
I mean, like, they're like justified in hating civilian cops.
I mean, yeah, but this show is like the only part of the US, like, the only part of the US's like sphere of power that's cool is the military.
Yeah, specifically the Air Force.
Yeah, the Air Force is cool. Everything else is soy and gay.
Exactly.
But yeah,
listen,
ATF,
buddy,
dude.
We're going to use your super secure phone to call the president. Fuck you.
ATF dude is getting really annoyed because Jack is giving them sass and back talk because he doesn't respect the ATF because they murder people's dogs for no reason.
Yeah, Jack, as we've seen before, Jack is a dog guy.
Exactly. Natural enemy of the ATF. they don't call the president, they call Hammond.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
well, Hammond is basically the president. Hammond is basically the president in this show.
Yes, he is. Wait, I have a question, right?
Yeah.
Does the ATF go around killing dogs? Does the ATF kill dog girls on site?
Yeah.
No, because they bring in more dogs than to shoot.
The ATF leaving the puppy girl alive so they can breed more puppies.
So,
sorry!
So, if we go in there, Seth will kill everybody and he's infected them with, like, the sissy hypno juice.
Yeah. Because, once again, we have another episode of Stargate. With fucking hypnosis as a plot point. It's like 3 times a season.
Ah, but this is a different kind of hypnosis.
It's still hypnosis.
And this can be solved. We can get rid of the gay by giving them... this is a conversion therapy.
Oh my god, it is. I didn't see that bit. Yeah.
So yeah, the president calls up and says, "Hi, ATF, did you know that you're soy and cringe, and I'm putting the Air Force in charge of this operation now?"
Did you know that I, Bill Clinton, happen to think that Jack O'Neill is really, really cool and handsome? And you should think that too? And you should give him the ATF jacket.
Yeah, it was really cool. I thought it was,
Now, excuse me, I'm going to an island for the weekend.
Yeah, Mr. Epstein has bought me his private plane so I can go and sun.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool that they keep letting Richard Dean Anderson write all of these episodes to talk about how cool and handsome and hot Jack is.
He does write some episodes later, but very few of them are about Jack.
He writes episodes not about Jack. That's actually kind of
okay, good. That's good, actually, yes.
I just like, there must be some showrunner on this show who was a massive fan of Matlock, who was like basically just wants to jerk off Jack O'Neill.
He only executive produce. He's an executive producer. My bad. He doesn't.
Oh, that means he doesn't do anything. Yeah, that means he just fuck all then. Yeah.
Wait, in 2004, Richard Dean Anderson was made an honorary brigadier general of the United States Air Force in recognition of his contributions to SG-1. The show has been highly praised by the U.S. Air Force for its positive and accurate portrayal of the service.
Accurate?
Like, I can, okay, positive, yes, I can see that. Accurate?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is this an admission that the Air Force is secretly running the Stargate program in real life?
Where else do you think we got all this kids to make the F-35 from?
I'm sorry, this really sounds like, the way that's worded, it's like yeah, he's a real bitch. Like, it's like
yeah.
Oh man, that alien they found is real.
Oh man, the paper mache.
He's real. Yeah, that was Thor.
Yep. Yeah, we really just got the Asgard Thor to come on. Yeah.
Right, can I just say, you know how humans are like carbon based life forms, right? Imagine if aliens are just paper mache based life forms and they've just been taking the piss out of them the entire time.
Yeah. We're going to like start like a horrible diplomatic relations with them because we've been laughing at them this whole time.
I mean, if we really are paper mache based life forms, we just need to have like wet water to win. Oh my god, it's fucking M. Night Shyamalan's movie all over again.
No!
So yeah, We've taken control. ATF dude is really angry about this.
I would be too.
But we've told him, look, the president wants to do this because they have super duper secret technology, and that's bad.
Mm.
And the ATF go, but we have secret technology, yes, but it's all for killing dogs. It doesn't work on humans.
But yeah, well, no, the guy is like, oh, okay, then just leaves.
Yep.
But, so they're like, alright, so how are we going to sneak in here?
Daniel's like, I read things and I have to be useful this episode.
I read things and I've read that sometimes people make tunnels.
It's just fucking Grover House. It's just fucking Grover House.
Daniel saw the fucking, Jewish mosque tunnel and was like, oh my god, what if he made a tunnel?
Oh my fucking god.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so
you do it.
Yeah, it was in New York.
Yeah.
I can't remember which part of New York it was, but there are these like two rival synagogues that have been like beefing with each other for ages, and they found out that a group of some of them from one of the synagogues has basically been building a secret tunnel underground to get inside the other synagogue to fuck with them.
It's better than that. What? It's better than that. First, the tunnel. Yeah. One of the tunnels ended in the women's prayer area, and when the tunnels were opened, there were a bunch of guys in there spying on the women's prayer area.
Oh, fuck.
And second, the sect that did the tunnel digging, they believe that the rabbi, or it was either that rabbi or like a past rabbi, was the Messiah, and they want to hear that rabbi who doesn't think he's the Messiah.
Oh my god, the rabbi, the guy who they think is the Messiah, who could make so much money off of it, is going, fuck off, I'm not the Messiah.
Please leave me alone. Please stop building a tunnel into our synagogue.
He's not the Messiah, he's just kind of an average nice rabbi.
Yeah. Please stop doing this. Yes. I mean, the fucking New York City Department filled the tunnels with concrete and is now having to check the entire street to check that there's no danger of subsidence or anything. Because they dug the tunnel down the whole street.
One day, like, the street just collapses and there's just, like, a fucking, like, tunnel appears of, like, a deli and, like, a nice, like, an underground.
Could you imagine how awkward it would have been if they'd accidentally, like, cut their tunnel into one of the secret Hamas tunnels down there?
You start seeing, like, Google Maps reviews for, like, a restaurant that doesn't exist, but it's just underground.
Oh, like, they just want to build the area from Mafia, from Yakuza 1 for real?
Yeah, this is where I was going
with
it.
It's purgatory!
This is where I was going. I'm so glad you understood.
Yeah, there's an underground fighting ring in here.
There's this guy, Joryu Jasma, in here fighting.
Yeah, for some reason, like, Just like Joe Biden is here and he's having like the fucking time of his life, like screaming, kill him at like the fights.
Kill Whitey.
Yeah,
so we got like, off yeah, topic.
Yeah, we've got to get back on topic now.
Yeah.
We decide
this
that
is
we're gonna have
the
to find
route to doing the
yeah,
fucking
yeah. We gotta find
I am
the
an amateur
tunnels.
Treasure hunter. They find the tunnels. They also find.
We've got a guy like panning
buried,
gold.
Yeah, they find a bunch of buried Stanley cups as well. All just lead everywhere.
Yeah. Full of lead. Yeah.
They find like a Funko. They find some like Funko Pops as well.
Yeah, they just find an entire room built of Funko Pops and a guy who wants to be killed and become
the
divine plastic.
The Funko Pops are just full of lead. If you can't open a Funko Pop, it's just lead.
We're making the Funko Pops into the Stanley cups.
Oh man, it's the same company.
Yes, back in the good old days when Funko Pops were made of lead and asbestos, and they were made of our favorite blackface actors.
Yeah, you can't get them anymore because of woke.
Oh god, wait, no. What was that? What was that film? My dad showed me a film of like some singer who couldn't get popular because he was singing like black music, so he did blackface.
I don't know.
What?
And I think it was someone like really popular who you're like, wait, what the fuck? Why you? Was it Neil Diamond who did blackface in that movie? Like someone who was like,
I don't know,
way too recent for it to be.
Yeah, it would be the jazz singer Neil Diamond doing the reboot.
That's it.
Oh my god!
So there was a film in the like olden times where. And then they rebooted it in, like, the 80s?
Yeah, 1927, Al Johnson was in blackface.
Oh, my God.
And then Neil Diamond did it in the 80s.
I mean, we can't talk. We were doing blackface in the 2010s in this country still.
We weren't?
The Brits are still doing blackface.
Let's clarify.
Right?
By we mean this country. We do not mean us, the host of this podcast.
Yeah.
Do not get that out of context.
Yeah, it's like some group of like Morris dancers or something that claim is like historic pirate tradition, and they have like a fucking foreign exchange program with the Dutch.
I think that's the most my mic peaked there for a second. Just
yeah, Ryan, like demanding that Hope finds a way to cut my mic.
I mean, I can. I did cut your mic back in the fucking. In the very first episode, I did cut your mic for like 5 minutes.
Fuck you.
Seriously?
Yeah, do you not remember? We were all like, how do we get Frosty back? I cut her mic.
If I remember now, you accidentally muted the co-host for like a minute.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, so they find the ATF boys, they find the hole.
They're finally able to get laid. They found the hole.
We can't send Teal'c down there because he's a Jafar. They'll realize.
I was gonna make a joke about Teal'c not fitting in the hole.
We can't send Teal'c down there. He's black.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way they'll let him in this like really racist cult.
Teal'c, if you send Teal'c into a fucking white religious cult, he's gonna die.
White. They are all white.
I know. I kept thinking it watching this episode. So yeah, interesting like ratio of cult members you got.
Yeah, so
again,
yeah,
Stargate runs into the problem of not casting black extras, so that Teal'c is the only like person of color on the show.
Yeah. So whenever they're like, well, we can't send Teal'c into this situation, creates like weird subtext that isn't supposed to be there. Yeah, we can't send Teal'c in here. These people are racist.
Also, I mean, they probably are. They're living in a cop house in the Midwest.
Also,
these are the people who like turn Rambo away.
But they are completely fine sending Sam in there, despite, you know,
Okay, that's even more like creepy.
Yeah, she has like the fucking like gold residue in her.
Yeah,
which, as we see, like later on when they get caught, is immediately found out.
Yeah, like we know they do horrible things to women, so let's send Sam in, who also
No. I was saying, literally, also by those reasons, they should not be sending Sam in.
Let's send in the attractive blonde, blue-eyed lady into the
They should just send in the ATF guy with them.
We've seen from previously in the show, they have like no qualms about sending Sam somewhere to get assaulted, basically.
I know how they're not thinking about it, but it's like you're sending into what is clearly some weird like cult that like has like implications of race purity.
I think even up until the 90s, and even still more recently, I think, in just sort of like TV, media, and movies in general, the idea of like basically a woman being menaced or threatened with sexual assault or rape is that's how you write danger for a woman.
It's how you make tension. It's how you give a reason for the show to be tensioned. But like, seriously, you're sending like massively like race purity implications because of the way the cult's like made and the way the cult is and where the cult is and what the cult looks like, and you're sending in a blonde, blue-eyed, attractive woman.
I also want to remind you,
guys.
Tailhook was 8 years ago. Tailhook was still in the fucking public consciousness. Yeah, Tailhook was 1991.
Oh, you dumb fucks!
Yeah. In September 1991, US officers were wearing shirts that said women are property on them. 1991!
Yay!
It's not good.
So they rig up themselves like
some custom cat ear headphones.
Yeah, cat ear headphones that have like a like kinky like sort of like electric sort of lightning play, you know, electric play type of shock play type attachments on them.
We are once again going down the kink rabbit hole, and I am like,
they go down into the tunnels, and they're basically like made immediately because they like they walk into like the circle room.
Yep, and they get fucking circle napped.
Yes, they do, and immediately they're caught.
Yeah, and they're like, "Oh shit, this is all purple neon and latex. We're in Hex Corp. Wrong cult."
Yeah,
fuck,
so they're like, "Okay, we're gonna take this. We're gonna take Samantha Carter, and we're gonna add her to our harem. And yeah, the rest of you, boy, yeah. You two, Daniel and Jack, we're gonna castrate you."
Jack does say, "If I wake up singing soprano, I'm going to be pissed."
To be fair, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
Not because of the context, but because of the way Jack says it.
Again, this is the thing. Like, Jack is the comedic half of the show, and the show never gets too marvelly, but like the show's ability to just have a little bit of humor really is what keeps Stargate quite grounded and entertaining.
It's not even necessarily the writing. It's the way Jack. It's the way Richard D. Anderson just plays Jack. It's so good.
Yes.
Oh, also to add to your like whole racial purity thing, he literally does call
out.
Seth calls outsiders impure.
No, wait,
so
there is a black woman. One of the harem members is a black woman, I believe, if I remember correctly.
That doesn't make it better,
but it's just like, there is a black extra in the show.
I'm just going to say this right now. The only black member of your cult being a harem member,
I'm not saying that's better. I'm just saying, oh, hey, there is a black extra. I remember now.
That makes it so much worse.
Yeah,
it's like literally going, look, you're not allowed in here unless. And it's like,
sorry, Teal'c, we're going to have to trans your gender. Take this estrogen.
No, fuck that. Just have Tilkin a fucking just put Tilkin a fucking Fong as he is right now.
So we found out that Seth is racist, but he's also like low-key a chaser.
Low-key?
Low-key! My dude is going down to all the Seattle bars and finding people who have nowhere to go but the art collective and like, my place? It won't burn down.
So yeah, they all get knocked out and
by the green Sam, filter.
By the vape juice. There's a bunch of like 14-year-olds like in a secondary school, like all huddled up in a bathroom to create that together.
Yep, and then we go back to the
I don't get vaping. I don't get it.
Okay, you see, what happens is you've got this little, like, device, and you fill it with, like, a cartridge of, like, liquid, right?
If you're gonna do it, just fucking smoke, alright?
I mean, this
just
is the thing, cigarettes are incredibly bitter and quite...
Just go all the way, you cowards.
Here's the thing, I'm having smoked weed and tobacco. I fucking hate smoking tobacco, but I will happily smoke weed. Tobacco is real bitter.
Okay, quick question. Horrible. If you smoked weed and tobacco, it was probably the cheapest quality tobacco in the world.
I bummed one of my friend's cigarettes when I was...
How old were you?
I was 21. This is when I was still sleeping with dudes.
Okay, you need to, like... God, I'm gonna sound like such a smoker, but I'm not. I have tried like 4 cigarettes in my life and 1 cigar. The cigar cost money and it tasted nice.
This was just like a regular...
The other things were like literally like as a teenager, like, you know, my friends were like, oh, you want to smoke, try it, you'll love it. And I didn't. And then I tried the cigar at somebody's wedding and I was like, oh, this is actually quite nice.
It was just a regular cigarette from a packet. Most of the time at uni we were just smoking pure spliffs. So.
This does not condone smoking in any way because...
Legally,
the podcast does not condone smoking weed.
We wish,
like,
it were legal.
Bad for you, duh, but like there are grades of tobacco, and the problem is the grade that most people smoke, because tobacco's got so expensive, is like the worst possible one.
Anyway,
you can be.
This podcast is so sponsored bad. By McKinsey.
No, I'm talking about how, like, basically big tobacco is basically making the quality worse and making the additives worse.
Cut his mic, the sponsor song, I'm gonna like this.
It was 10 years ago, so it's probably gotten even worse.
Like, it's kind of outrageous how bad big tobacco has made cigarettes. And, like, yes, cigarettes are bad for you anyway. You shouldn't be smoking them anyway, but yeah, they don't need to be made
fucking worse.
I remember
when cigarettes were good.
They don't need to be made.
Return with a V.
They don't need to be made worse. Like, come on.
Yeah, we're putting more tar in the cigarettes. We're just now you're just smoking a piece of pavement.
That's kind of what's happening.
All right. Enough of like cigarette oversight. We do actually have an episode to finish here.
Yeah,
so.
Which is unfortunate because this is the part I really wanted to talk about.
We will talk about this.
Do human parents not love their children unconditionally?
Some do.
I mean, first, this is fucking hypocrisy from Tilk because, dude, you fucked off and left your child to be brainwashed. We're not going to see them again until season 6.
I do love that, though, being like, yeah, just like Tiaq basically like turning to like the camera and being like, could you fucking imagine some asshole dad not speaking to his son?
Yes, it's the 90s. America has been disowning its queer children for years. It's practically a national pastime.
Hey, Sam's dad, could you imagine?
Sam, imagine being such a loser.
Like, this is that moment where I just feel like, ugh, because I knew so many people growing up whose parents were like, I don't want to say trash, but man, like, they shouldn't have had kids. Like, they were not capable of dealing with kids, and they were barely able to look after themselves. And like, I'm lucky to have had a decent relationship with my family, and still do, and I shouldn't feel lucky for that. I feel like that should be normal. Yeah. I feel like...
No, I agree with you. Like, it's... The fact is, it's this is like the this was not meant to hit so hard. This was just meant to be a ha ha guilt.
Yeah, because of when the show was produced, it was just meant to be a ha ha. But if you look at it now, it's like with the lens of like, you know, how people think about this now, it's like, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the fact is,
hey, imagine if you were a queer kid in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you saw this joke and it was meant to be a ha ha funny.
Yeah.
And that was it.
So many parents love, especially in America, but around the world, a lot of parents love is conditioned on you being the child your parents thought you were, on you getting that A. They genuinely will disown you.
It's actually like not, it's almost like, feels like in parts of the world, it's the majority of love.
Yeah. But my son was meant to be a doctor. My daughter isn't, I don't have a daughter and she's not playing in some rock band. How dare? That's horrible. And
yes.
Yeah, Stargate, you made something that actually just like hits queer people real hard and like
accidentally.
Not accidentally, yeah. Like, it's just some and it's gonna be, I think, a problem with Stargate and a few other shows where
we also can't claim, we say accidentally, we don't necessarily know for sure.
I don't know if it's accidental or not.
But it doesn't feel like it was like a...
I mean, like, this is written from, like, a white middle class, like,
that's
American
where I was going. Is because...
Who has the mentality of, like, oh, everyone in my, you know, class bracket loves their children unconditionally. That's just how it works,
bullshit.
Right? We're all perfect.
Yeah, this is, again, this is white middle class Americans. Before the financial crash, you were like... Things are so good right now, and they will never, ever go bad.
Oh.
We will never have an issue.
It's the end of history, baby.
History is over. 9/11 has not happened
it's
yet.
It's the end of the world, as we know.
No, it's...
Yes, life could not be better right now, and I assume it's the same for everyone.
I kind of want to sort of carry that thread on, though, what you mentioned about white middle class. Not just about... loving unconditional love for children, because that's what the white middle class were all about. No, that the show and others seem to half understand the found family dynamic, but then get really confused and go back to, oh, but you're related by blood, you must be friends, and it must count.
Man,
like,
this show is gonna get fucking weird after 9/11.
It does.
Okay,
it really doesn't.
I have a feeling, and a lot of shows did this at the same period as well. They just kind of ignored it happened.
Yeah, Stargate just kind of carried on.
Yeah,
like, it didn't really change the plot lines at all.
And I don't say this in like a good or a bad way. It's like the showrunners going, we can reference this. If we do, it's what the whole show becomes about.
Yeah, like
I guess that in a way, but like. I don't know how you can have a show about the military and not mention...
Oh, I understand.
I don't know if they actually mention 9/11. I genuinely don't know if they do.
I don't know. We'll find out. We will find out. How long have we got before, well, you know,
another
timing?
2 years. It's season 5.
All right. We'll find out.
Yeah. Like, I searched Stargate SG-1 9/11. It's mostly season 9, episode 11. So,
damn, that's gonna be a crazy one, that one.
Yeah, season 9, episode 11. Captain Carter has to stop a Ghoul Dal Kesh from crashing into the Twin Towers.
Fuck's sake!
Doesn't happen. But anyway,
yeah. So,
I feel like we need a moment. Jesus Christ! Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're not gonna get a moment because instead we get Amanda Tapping doing her best. I am a creepy cultist, and I am devoted to. It's real good acting.
Seth
and it
is
makes
life.
Me feel
Seth sick. Is happiness. Seth is almighty. And then he has them repeat that like 10 times. Some of the audience members are gonna start like breaking into Ryan's house and like slipping estradiol into his food.
Yeah, the audience members are gonna believe that Ryan is really in the closet and needs our help to come out.
What do they do? No, wait.
Oh man.
I had a lovely chat at work with someone about how corruption is viewed differently in different countries, because you can see it more blatantly, and you can't see it more blatantly in certain countries, so some countries just get away with it more. Mm. It's interesting.
Anyway,
sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, we get the other reason why we shouldn't have bought Carter, because she has Jolinar in it, and Seth is like, Yo,
that's it. Yo, is that a gold in you?
Like, no.
I get a little whiff of one in there.
Oh my god, we're back to the ruined woman trope, because Carter just stinks of gold forever now.
Oh my god.
I don't think that's what it is.
No.
I think there is some subtext there by accident, maybe
this is
the
100% accidental subtext.
Yeah. Seth is like, that pussy stank, so no thank you, please.
Oh, this ain't virgin pussy. Someone else been in here before me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no, that dog.
Oh my god, do the ghoul get nervous about secondhand? No, we're not going down this rabbit hole. No.
I don't want
secondhand pussy.
Anyway, SG-1 made, and the ATF are like, all right, shit, it's time to go, and they have a message.
Oh, well also before that, because she's still being controlled, Sam just completely rats at the fact they're working with the Tok'ra.
Sam's ghoul gene just mean they can see, like, in some episodes, Sam's ghoul stuff means she can get, like, out of this control. In some episodes, it means they know she's... Like, what is it, showrunners?
Don't worry about it.
You often not know what to do with Samantha Carter. This will be a running theme.
So, they at that moment, they do the zap on them.
Yep.
And then they become on mind controls and have to, like, keep pretending. And, like...
Seth immediately makes them.
Yeah, because Sam's already told them what they're doing there. And then they try and change their story afterwards and be like, we're actually cult deprogrammers.
Yeah.
You already told them that you're with the Tok'ra. What are you doing?
Again, the Tok'ra are fucking idiots. Like, yeah, and... I don't care if the Tok'ra suddenly become, you know, randomly useful or plot, like, they're fucking idiots.
But yeah, Seth is like, no, you're not cult deprogrammers, because she just told me that you're with the Tok'ra. What the fuck?
And you know, how also, are you lying to me,
if,
you bastard?
If Seth can fucking tell, right, that Samantha Carter has ghouled something from like 10 years ago in her, he can tell that fucking ghoul!
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway, so Seth is like, right, kill him. Tells a guy to take them outside. And
this is the moment where I side. Yeah. This is the moment where I side with Seth. Kill them all. Kill the Tok'ra.
Seth is like, all right, we're gonna take these guys away. Make sure you set. I want my two most. Like, I want my like most easily overpowered guy.
My one most overpowered guy. He sends one guy.
Yeah, I want my most easily overpowered guy to
go
and escort
them. Yeah, my
guy
who might have some kind of connection with them, because it's the fucking.
He also needs to be low on sugar and sodium right now, so that he's actually like woozy.
Not eaten.
Yeah, they immediately
he's dehydrated.
As soon as they're out of the room, they immediately just smack the guy, take the zappy off him.
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave them with you know, the one thing that can undo brainwashing.
he's free now. And they're like, all right, you know, let's go to the armory. Meanwhile, your ATF is about to fucking roll in.
Yeah, they have their demands. Bring out your dogs.
Yeah,
ATF,
Seth,
roll out.
they're not that
Seth
cool.
Is like, right, Seth is like, I don't have any dogs, but I sure have orbs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, could you imagine if Seth had robot guard dogs that just like, killed it? I mean,
oh god, these fucking bombs are the stupidest shit ever, and I'll get there to when like they get involved. But like,
they're not bombs. Like, I like, come on,
they're grenades.
Yeah, so
they're the same things that fucking Braytek used in season one.
So like, they find the armory and they're like, oh, by the way, my name is Tommy.
Oh, Tommy, like, dad was out there. He was watching you piss in the
convenient.
Woods.
Oh, you just happened to be right here in a place where we could easily, like, you know, get you out and not have any real issue.
It's like, okay, so Seth's got everything on the lockdown. this is going to be really difficult to take him down, isn't it? And then the showrunner's like, we have like...
There are five minutes left in the episode. Please end the episode.
So it's actually going to be really easy.
Could you imagine if they just pulled a Glock and like, bang, that's it, episode over?
I mean, that's basically what they do, because they just pull weapons out and just start just running down the corridor zapping everyone.
It'd be so much funnier to me if it was just a fucking Glock or a 1911, you know?
Yeah, they're just like zapping everybody, and then like by the time like they get caught by Seth, he's got like two guys left. He's got only two guys left to get immediately zapped, and he's like, "Oh,
all right, Seth, it's just guys. You and all of us."
yeah. He like throws like one of his bombs and then just leaves.
He pulls a fucking smoke bomb, leave, and then but doesn't.
But no, but he crucially doesn't take off the like device on them that lets them use the rings. So they can, in fact, just leave.
Mm.
And they do.
Yeah, we get a cute little line where they... Bomb.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, so they leave, and then... and then, yeah, the rest of the crew runs in and is like, yo, we gotta
we're just gonna pull these two hoods down and like traumatize them.
Yeah, we gotta like find Seth and we need
to genital inspect all these people.
Well, no, yeah, but like they like pull down one dude's hood and they've already found Seth, like the first guy they pick.
It's like, all right, so we have to check everyone. It's this guy. He's right here.
This guy. Found him. Yeah. Seth force pushes them.
I'm ref.
Yeah, Seth like force pushes them, but Carter uses the force.
Carter takes the device off her dad, who has been force pushed into pain.
Again,
use your magical power.
Constantly showing that everyone but the Tok'ra is better than the Tok'ra. It's like, I couldn't do it, says the actual fucking, like, ghoul Tok'ra person, but the person who had a ghoul to them for 5 minutes...
Yeah, can immediately just, like, duel this dude and just beat his ass.
Like, the Tok'ra are so shit. They are so shit.
they fucking get Seth. Because, when I saw this episode, I was like, well, this is going to happen. Like, oh, they're going to take down a ghoul. This has to at least, like, he has to escape at the end, or this is going to be, like, a two-part. I was like, nah. And they just fucking
get it. He's dead.
Like, could you imagine if there was, like, a big, like, chase scene for an exploding Grover house as they have to, like, get away? And, like, the sewage pipes are, like,
we
badly
have
built
enough
just
room
exploding.
For, like, 30 seconds at the end of the episode where they go and visit Mark, and then the episode ends.
Could you imagine if like the sewage pipes that were like badly built were just like exploding?
Yes.
And, like...
There's like Seth is like planting bombs in the weirdly hidden speakers, and then like they have to dive out the suicide window halfway down the stairs.
The slow mo, and Tom Cruise just runs by for some reason.
He's on the motorbike wearing his jacket. Yeah.
All right. So, what does this episode say about the military?
It says that the ATF are a bunch of cucks, and it's
the ATF are here for one thing and one thing only:
to be cucks. That's literally all they're there for.
Play the drop, Hope.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
Play it again. We didn't hear it.
Oh, sorry. I'm on the ATF are here for one thing.
Dog.
Bring out your
dog.
And then when they find out there's no dogs involved, just a cult, they leave.
Like, yeah, they're like, now we're not interested now.
We were told this cult
had dogs.
They were told, and they were liked.
And we were told they were unreasonably cute and affectionate. Where are they?
And even instead, we found out that this cult has fucking... All they have is alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Shit, we're not trying to deal with those. Oh, the ATF just praying they'll be redeployed to Britain so they can start shooting XL bullies.
Okay, look.
That's like an emu war type situation. There's not enough bullies. Like, the XL bullies win.
The XL bullies are just angry muscle bound things. Like, you don't fuck with.
fuck. Frost, did you have that XL Bully Angel thing to send to Ryan?
No, the XL Bully Angel?
The one TF used for their, like, Britnology art.
No, I don't have that.
like, basically, there's dogs, and then there's I bred a fucking, like, Eldritch Abomination. It's like, why would you do that? I want to feel powerful.
No, he's lovely. He's lovely, and he'll not fly.
Hitler's Revenge wouldn't hurt a fucking fly, Mark.
Why is his name Killdozer? Why?
Ryan, check your DMs.
Okay. All right, viewers, listeners, you're about to hear my reaction live to... Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, anyway, everybody, thank you for listening to yet another episode of Stargate Oversight. We have been sponsored by your local XL Bully breeder.
No! Fucking post that on your, like, feed or somewhere. I want the listeners to see.
Alright, listeners, this is going on my Twitter. Oh, no, that's the Megas XLR 5 minutes to end of episode button that I also posted.
That's a good bit, too! Everyone go watch Megas XLR. It's fucking great.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening to yet another episode of Stargate Oversight.
My God, like, yeah. Land sharks. They're fucking land sharks. Right, yeah. Hi.
So we should call them bullets instead.
Yeah. I'm Arctisha Frost. I'm on Blue Sky. I'm on Twitch. You can catch me there sometimes. I actually stream sometimes now, if you can believe it.
I'm Hope for Owl. Wow. I'm on Twitch, Twitter, Blue Sky, OnlyFans, Kick.
Wait, you're on a lot of things, Jesus. I'm Ryan.
I know you didn't comment on the OnlyFans.
I don't give a shit, you do you.
Yeah, fair.
If you make I'm not money, on you make money, do what you want to do. No.
Maybe if I collab with a cutie.
Alright, carry on with that. I'm Ryan, and I'm here, and oh god, is that an XL bully at my door? Run!
F's in chat for Ryan. He will be missed.
Well, welcome to our new host of the show, this XL boy. All right,
Rommel's Revenge, what are you doing here?
Rommel's Revenge, that's way better than Hitler. That's great.
Hope.
Cut the episode.
Okay.